Hey, Art, it's Sam over at Cardiff. How are you?
Sam, how are you?
Hey, I'm well. I'm well. Happy to get back to you. I feel like I got some good news for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, we went through a little battle to get it, but I was able to get you something. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Of course, of course.
Okay, perfect. So, first, just kind of do a little recap here. I want to make sure we're on the same page of exactly what we're looking for. Looking for some working capital to help with cash flow and marketing, right? Okay, and then I had we were shooting for somewhere between 50 and 75,000. Was that the case? Okay. Now, I do have an option here. It was pretty much the only one I was able to get us into, and I kind of want to give you some feedback on why we're dealing with what we are. Basically, having the whole change in banks kind of threw some volatility in there for us. So with the kind of the inconsistencies of half the statements being from Bank of America, the other half from Wells Fargo, kind of brought up a little issue, especially because there was the difference in cash flow for each of those months. So that was a big factor in getting approved. We had to kind of I had to go back and forth a little bit on it. Also, I know I was kind of asking you about the auto sales, and what portion that is. And I sent the explanation with the pictures that you gave me and everything. But it looks like there's something showing up on the bank accounts called NextGear that it deals with auto sales. So it kind of rose, yeah, it rose a flag, and that was really
Well,
the delay in
I
getting
know.
it.
Sam, I'm not a finance person. I'm a mechanic body shop guy. One of the problems I had, which I closed Bank of America, is like they overload me, close this account, open new account, all that. And then next year, when we closed our auto sales, we had balance with them. This is how NextGear worked. I have a release of UCC filing from them. If you want, I can send it to you. What happened with the NextGear, when we closed our auto sales, we still have some cars we purchased from their auction. So it's like they give you a net of 55 days. So when we buy, we used to buy the auto from the auction, from their auction. We have 55 days until we pay them. So it was ongoing thing that we had with them. It wasn't only next year. Mannheim was also, we used to buy cars from Mannheim also. So it's not something new to me. It's just the industry that I am in is it's not very complex. It's like, everything is auto related. I mean, even our references are all auto related. I don't have a reference that is not auto related.
Well, yeah, and basically, the way that this is all shaken out is I was able to get you approved.
Oh,
The
that's good
approval,
news.
yeah, so we do have something that we're working with here. Now, to give you a little feedback on the approval, it's the underwriters are looking at this because of the kind of volatility in the bank accounts, not just the fact that they switched from Bank of America to Wells Fargo. That's all right. But the change in volume that you're doing between those months caused a little bit of a red flag to come up. But what they did is they approved you for a program that they look at as being kind of a starting program, just to establish a relationship and kind of make sure that the consistency is there. So basically, what we're working with right now is I have you approved. It's for a little less. It's for 25,000, and it's a shorter term at 6 months. But what I want to kind of go over with you is I know that's about half of what we're looking for and a little shorter term. But the way that the program is structured is if you get 3 months into this and you're making your payments on time, we would then open you up to refinancing, where additional funds will be available, so we'll be able to get up to that total 75 that we're looking for, and a longer term would be available too.
Okay, in 6 months, what is my payback?
Sure. Yeah, so it's actually a pretty
That is
good.
also my concern,
Yeah, I know. And
It's not
I'm
just you give me money and I'm happy. I'm worried about how much I have to pay back.
Yeah, and I think we have a pretty good rate that we got you at. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's more expensive than traditional financing just because it's mm-hmm. unsecured. But on the $25,000, you would be paying back $31,000 over 6 months.
Okay, so, 31. So that's like almost $1,000 a month.
Yeah, just about, okay. Yeah. I think I was looking at your previous one, the $50,000 that you paid back 72 over. This one's gonna be a whole lot better. Yeah, this one's gonna be a whole lot better.
Yeah. That was a ripoff. I mean, I didn't pay attention. I told you I'm not a finance guy.
Yeah,
You bring me your car, I know what to do you don't have to tell me anything. I look at your car, I know what to do with it. But when it comes to papers and bank and things like that, I don't know. That was a big mistake from my end.
Sure. Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to be working with something that's a whole mm-hmm. lot better for you right now. So it's $25,000 over 6 months. You would mm-hmm. pay back $31,000. But I kind of want to throw this out there for you. If the plan mm-hmm. is to start with 25 and then get mm-hmm. to that larger number, if you mm-hmm. do that, you know, once you hit the renewal period 3 months into this, if you do mm-hmm. renew, you're going to have a significant discount on the remaining interest balance that you have. So I'm telling you that your payback is going to be $31,000. That's the most mm-hmm.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Let's say, we get funded today or tomorrow. Doesn't uh-huh. matter. I mean, let's say today is October 10th and we got funded. And then, August 10th and then, September 10, November 10. If I pay by November 10, by October 10, in 2 months, uh-huh. I pay this 25, make it zero.
Sure.
And then we can reapply and open a new line.
You can actually, you don't even have to pay the full 25. You can just uh-huh. be making the payments and pay half of that. Once you get halfway in, then you establish, you know, the fact that you're making your payments on time. We are comfortable with you knowing there's consistency as a customer, right?
Gotcha.
From there, once you get halfway in, you don't have to pay the whole thing off. We'll open you up to additional financing. There will be more funds. At that time, you'll get a discount on that interest that's remaining.
Yeah. No, this way it was easier for me to understand because you use finance term. I don't follow.
Yeah, I'll try to keep it as easy as possible.
Yeah, plain English is easy for me.
And you know what? Okay. I'll tell you what I can do is I can generate the documents for you to kind of look over, and everything will be in writing on the first page. It'll tell you exactly how much you're borrowing, mm-hmm. exactly how much you're paying back, the payback terms, and even the renewal, the details for how you would renew. So that will all be in there.
Okay.
What I would need from you to actually generate those documents mm-hmm. is I just need a copy of your driver's license and a voided business mm-hmm. check.
Okay. A voided business check and copy of driver's license. No problem.
Yes.
I can email you one and I'll have my secretary email you the other one. No problem.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as soon as I get those, I will put the request in for the documents, and I will send them to you. And we can actually go through, and I'll answer any questions you have with it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Otto.
I'll look forward to your email.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Otto.
You want two things from me. Driver's
yes.
license, void check.
Yes, those two things.
You're going to send me the documents so I can review the numbers.
Exactly that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, perfect. Thanks a lot, Art.
Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.